Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. My late father loved Johnny Cash, so whenever I hear his songs, I think of my dad, which is nice. And sometimes I think the lyrics in his songs share some serious wisdom. One example is a song called 5 Feet High and Rising, which is actually the answer to a question posed earlier in the song, which is, how high is the water, mama? And I think that 5 feet high and rising is a concise and effective way to describe how high the water is going to be. I actually used the lyrics from this song once in an important meeting where we were discussing how to communicate information about tsunami height to the public. You see, in general, we describe tsunamis by their amplitude, which is how much higher they are above an otherwise flat ocean. That's pretty intuitive, right? But whether they will actually come on shore and, say, get your house wet depends on both the tsunami amplitude and how high the tide is. And it might also depend on whether we have some storm surge. So it's actually kind of complicated, and that's where I brought in my old friend Johnny Cash to illustrate that people just want to know, literally, how high is the water, and that they want to know that relative to something they're familiar with. I feel like anyone who's ever near the ocean has a pretty good idea regarding the highest the ocean gets based on tides and storms. So, for example, if you're walking around the Eureka waterfront, you can look down and see the highest point where there are barnacles and moss, and that's a pretty good guide. Now, with that common reference point, I believe that when we answer the question, how high is the water, then we should say something like, the tsunami will be 2 feet higher than the highest tide. And that will allow people to conclude that there will be 2 feet of water on otherwise normally dry land, and I think that's a useful way to communicate it. Now, I wish I could say that you will only hear tsunami height described in this fashion, but you may just see the tsunami amplitude provided. So remember that you have to consider how high the tide is going to be before you can determine if a given tsunami is going to impact dry land, and if so, how far up it will get onto that dry land. I should be clear, though, that in the case of a really large tsunami that you hear about from an official warning, or you feel a long, strong earthquake, then your reaction should simply be to go to high ground immediately. In those situations, don't worry too much about figuring out just how high onto normally dry land the tsunami will get. I guess you might say that in this case, the answer to the question, how high is the water, is simply high enough. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.